U.S. Staffing Show back this week.
Oh, yeah.
Chief Executive Officer, Ben Jones.
That's right. Yeah, I'm here in the house.
Jim Bob Dolson.
Jimmy Bob Dolson.
Jimmy Bob Dolson.
I was out sick for part of the week and then down to our Clarksville branch for the rest of the week last week.
So you take the last train down there?
I did, but it came back anyways. So I brought it back.
That's right. Well, you know, this morning we're going to be talking about an article about implementing new technology into your company. But before we do this, we are going to visit some of the tech ideas in recent history that failed.
Oh, boy. Ooh. These are the ones you never heard of.
Kind of, yeah.
They failed.
So the first one is The Secret. And The Secret showed you messages from your friends and friends of friends without identifying anyone by name.
So this was an app.
Yes. Yeah. So this was, I think it was built to have, you know, confidential conversations,
it just
obviously.
It begs the question how they got those messages.
Yes. But, I mean, you know, anonymous social networks just sound like a bad idea in general.
Yeah. Social networks are difficult. Anonymous ones, you're telling
even
to
worse.
Get there. How about this one? Four-story structures, so four stories of structures, were floating off the coast in San Francisco by Google. Google put them out there, but they wouldn't say what they were for.
That's right.
So, you know, rumors abound. People speculated they would feature, invite-only demos, luxury parties, and showrooms for Google's new technologies that they're showing off. But you know what? It wasn't to be, because Google hadn't. I can't believe they forgot this. They forgot to get the proper permits to put barges out in the San Francisco Bay. It's like, what are you thinking?
Seems like a big miss there.
You're just big, but you can't go out there and just put a barge out there. Well, anyways, another company, Aereo, which lets customers watch live, Greg, watch live over-the-air TV, and it's the TV that streams from major broadcasters, you know, it's like NBC, ABC. But they did it for free, and they did it for a small monthly subscription. I think it's just called stealing. I'm not sure.
Yes, that's exactly what it's called.
Pirating. They found themselves in a legal battle, no doubt, with all those major networks, and they didn't win it.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? Kudos to them for trying.
Yeah, that's right. Tried to be Robin Hood there, probably. But, well, these companies may have benefited from today's show if we would have been around to give them some advice.
Advice.
That's right.
But, make sure you get those permits.
That's right. Small consultant fee for Google. Today we're discussing an article in the Harvard Business Review titled "How Your Company Can Be More Strategic About Its Tech Spending." That's a big title there. This was written by three different authors, though, and it was written last week.
So it's pretty timely, you know,
relevant.
You know, organizations, Greg, who are not budgeting for significant tech investments are in the minority right now. So most companies are doing this. They're investing in some sort of tech, and it's a line item on their budget. You know, whether it's artificial intelligence to do some of these, like, redundant tasks, digital footprints, you know, digital marketing, upgrading your infrastructure, you know, your networks and that sort of thing. Most companies have budgeted a line item for that at this point in the history of businesses.
Yes.
Something you got to do.
You almost have to.
Without it, a year later, you're behind.
That's 100% correct.
Later, you're behind.
Yeah. And so, in fact, this article states that nearly half of the CEOs interviewed stated that they were increasing their digital investment by 20% or more in 2022. While this is a significant increase, many firms have difficulty realizing the value they receive from that investment. So they're just kind of like throwing money at it to try to hopefully do something. But, you know, said differently, the significant tech investment sometimes does not immediately translate to increased margin.
It's kind of like redoing the roof. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
But you don't. But you don't see any profit from it.
Right.
Until it's not there.
Yes.
Then you're in trouble. So companies need to be focused in their reason and strategy for tech investment. And implementing the biggest and most expensive platform is not 100% guarantee on that investment that's going to, you know, get you more market share or increase your revenue. It's kind of like, again, like the roof, the infrastructure. But to help keep organizations from falling into this trap of not doing it, now these authors give us some tips on what technology to invest in and how to do it properly.
Yeah. So, you know, the first tip they give when investing in new tech is connect to technology to differentiate customer outcomes.
Okay.
In order to do this, customer or organizations need to have a very good understanding of the unique value their company creates for their customers. So they really need to understand why their customers are buying from them rather than their competitor.
Yeah,
and right. then you know tailor your investments that way
towards that. Yeah, mm-hmm. so organizations have a good understanding about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their next step is to look at technology that will help them deliver that uniqueness faster and with better quality.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the second tip from the authors, Ben, is that it's pretty good. It's be very choosy about where to innovate versus integrate. Now, we sometimes throw those words around together, and they don't mean the same thing. So creating amazing outcomes for customers doesn't always mean you need to go out and develop or innovate it yourself in-house. So sometimes you can buy that on the outside.
Yeah, that's for sure. So companies should only customize and innovate when it leads to true competitive advantage. And they should not be afraid to integrate technologies offered by others. Like you were saying, you don't need to do it in-house. Go out and just buy it.
Right.
So the next tip the authors give is align your operating model to achieve your desired outcomes. So delivering the desired outcome will require more than just new technology being implemented.
Mm-hmm.
Organizations are going to need to think about how this will possibly change roles, processes, policies, and they may even need to acquire some more talent and new skills on their team, as well as reporting changes.
Yeah, for sure. You know, at the end of the day, what this article is really saying is that tech investments are not only necessary to maintain the current business that you have, but being thoughtful and deliberate about your tech investments can really deliver your customers a better product and give you an advantage over your competitors.
Yeah, so listen, maybe your organization is losing their competitive advantage and you are looking for a new place to work. You need to call us at US Staffing to let us help you find that right company and opportunity for you. Or maybe you're an employer needing to fill some labor gaps. Call us. We're placing highly qualified candidates every day. Jim, how can people contact us?
Yep, for sure. If business leaders and potential team members, Greg, want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at US Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or they come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. We're over there between Ganson and North Street on the east side of the road. Our number is 787-6150.
Thank you, man.
All right.